What's up, what's up? Welcome to 100% Real Talk, man. Cigar talk, that is. What's up, man? Another talk at 100% Cigar Talk, man. Real, real talk, man. Got a couple guests here today, and Mark is the introducer. It's our 8th episode.
Yep.
I mean, we doing pretty good, man. So we're going to turn it over to Marcus right now.
All right, how y'all doing? Like I said, it's week 8, man. We've been going strong, definitely trying to keep it going, having different people on, and just kind of getting some voices out there in our community, from our community, because we are all about building our community and my community in Minnesota. So right now, we're definitely going to introduce our two guests. We have Mr. Marquise Elston. He's over there at Gulf Coast Athletics, big-time personal trainer. In our area, and definitely want to branch out and reach out for my guy, because definitely he's doing his thing down there in Gulf Coast Athletics. Then we also have a former My Community Mentor youth, Ryan Turner. We're definitely glad to have him back, and definitely it's going to be good to see his success story coming through our program and working with Lewis, through 2017 and up. So let's begin. Of course, we're going to give them a chance and give them the floor just a little bit, just to talk about themselves before we get into our topics of the day. The first thing is, just give the people just a little quick introduction, your name, hometown, just a little background of yourself.
I'm Marquise Elston from Anderson, Alabama, the 2021 basketball champion. I'm going to throw that out there, them boys did their thing. I'm from Anderson, Alabama, man. I've been training and coaching for the last 10, 11 years, you know what I'm saying? This is my first year not coaching high school ball. And I've been training for like 8 years, and this is my first year just really just training is all I do. All I do is train. And you know what I mean? I train all sports, from youth kids, from 7-year-old to 18-year-old, all sports, basketball, football, baseball, whatever you got. I'm a sports performance trainer, so I can do all sports, so make sure y'all come see me, man. I'm located in Orange Beach right now. I have a place in the Wharf, so make sure y'all come check me out, man. We got a lot of good stuff going on. I also got a 7-on-7 travel team that I got kids from Foley, Coast Shores, Orange Beach, all on the same team. You know what I mean? It's really good, man. It's a big thing we got going, man. Y'all need to come check us out for sure.
Definitely. What's up? My name is Ryan Turner. I'm 20 years old from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm just trying to stay focused on myself, on my personal spiritual journey, and see how I grow as a person. It's awesome to be around you guys, because Lewis definitely played a big part in my growth, still does. So seeing what I absorb and what I've learned from right here.
Definitely appreciate it, man. So, first thing we just want to talk about is, what does it mean to be successful? Because, a lot of people have different views on success. And we've talked about this subject a little bit. So now, coming on the show, we definitely just want to see how you guys feel about, being successful. What does it mean to you?
I'll go first on that. I think success is really doing what you want to do every day, with your heart, with your passion in it, and feeling like it can come from your craft. I think that's successful, something you can put real effort towards and see your benefits from. Mm-hmm. So that'd be my definition of success.
Well, for me, I'm in the field where I'm around kids a lot. So, being successful is not about money. It's about none of that. It's about the kids that come through me, that I put my hands on, that I touch. They go be great in life, meaning that be a great father, be a great husband, be a great. That's success for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For kids that they go to college, that's just, I feel like, I'm in college too. We both went to college. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's success. When I see the kids that I touch, and they grow, and they grow, and they grow, and they be productive citizens. Productive citizens is what I'm trying to produce. That's it.
Definitely, man. I definitely agree, man. I think we spoke on that just a little bit as well. Disagreeing that it's definitely something that's, something you can see, something you can touch, but something that you believe in.
Absolutely.
So, we talked about success, but what about, failures? What failures also have you made that you can kind of say that you've come over? Or kind of took you to a place where it's like, dang, I'm about to give up. Mm-hmm. We just want to speak on that just a little bit as well.
For me, failure is I was married. I'm not married anymore. So I felt like that was a failure for me. And I ain't really got over that one yet because, I didn't, I didn't do the right thing. I was still trying to do too much, as a husband, And I felt like that's my biggest failure in life, bro. And that's why when I'm around kids, I try to just speak nothing but life into them, because I knew that altered my life a lot by not being a successful husband, not being doing what I, you know what I'm saying? Just not being that for my wife the way I needed to be. You know what I'm saying? That's neither here nor there, though. Don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I'm good, but that's my biggest failure though, in life, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know.
And you overcome that, you know, come that
by. Yeah, so I feel like when I overcome, I don't know if I'm gonna get married again though, but you know what I'm saying? If I do, I feel like I overcome that, you know what I mean? But like, long as my kids are good though, man, I'm fine, you know what I mean? But like, it was definitely that. It was
My biggest failure is probably the relationship with my mom. Honestly, that's what I've had with me since day one, through thick and thin. And I just, you know, growing up, ain't nobody gonna have your back like your mom does. And just, you know, growing up to be 20 now and looking back on the things and the bullshit that I put her through, it's like, you start to understand things a little bit differently and look at them in a different way. Like, you know, you just gotta show her more love. I never showed her the appreciation that she needed, and it was always more like, you know, what can you do for me, and kind of greedy type of love, you know what I'm saying? When you just, you know, she loves you wholeheartedly, so loving her back and showing that respect to her. Mm-hmm. I say that's something that, you know, I think I'm doing pretty good on, but still a work in progress. You know, I still might snap at, get mad at her, but, you know, that's my mom, you know, so I gotta put her first. So that's probably my biggest failure.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, and you spoke on family, both of you kind of spoke on the family aspect. So the next question will be, what does it mean to be a product of your environment? We kind of come from the same environment, come from Billion and our family. You spoke on that and how, you know, just viewing our family, our community, the stores in your community, the other businesses in your community. We kind of spoke on how that all kind of trickles to who you are as a person. How do you guys feel about being a product of your environment? Kind of speak on your environment as well.
Well, for me, you know what I'm saying, like out of all the environment, like my business is in the war, like, so that's not the type of environment that I'm used to growing up in. Like, when I come to Foley, get my hair cut here, like, I be feeling like I'm at the crib. Like, that's more my environment, you know what I'm saying? That's just real. That just come from where I come from. Definitely. I know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm around, like, more of my kind, you know what I'm saying? Not saying, like, I don't play that card at all, but, like, I'm way more comfortable when I'm here, you know what I'm saying? Right. Only because, like, this is the type of people I grew up around. People, like, I used to get my hair cut all the time. The barbershop was, like, my sanctuary, like, you know what I mean? I went 2-3 times a week, just go, you know, I want to get something live.
Shout out to L&J, Vocal Culture Barbershop, man. But we always make you feel at home.
Yes, man. Sir, yes, sir. So, like, that's me, like, you know, man, and I see what Lord's got going on, man. Like, I've been, like, I was in search for a barber I've been out here for a year now. This is, you know what I'm saying? Once I found, I was like, thank God, bro. Like, you don't know where I've been. I've been all over. I was getting my hair cut by an Indonesian, bro. Like, he came out real talk. It was crazy. So, like, when I got here, I felt better, man. You know what I mean? So, like, I really, like, a lot of my players come here that from my 7-on-17, they come here a lot, running to them here. So, like, it's pretty cool. Like, it's just, like, I really appreciate what y'all got going on, man. I just want to be a part of whatever I need to do, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I'm from the hood, too, so, you know. It's a little fell for sure.
How do you feel that shaped you to now that you're able to work at the mall, be able to work in Orange Beach, where it's something that's totally different?
To be versatile.
So, like, what I feel like coming up from where I came up from, like you always had to adapt, you know what I'm saying? If you can't adapt or adjust to your environment, I feel like you're not really a product. Like, I feel like you're just a product for just what you're doing. Like, if you can adjust and like, metamorph to something else, like, bro, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people say you leave the hood. I left my hometown, like, not because I felt like it was just bad, but I just feel like I had already outgrown it. You know what I mean? I feel like it was time for me to go, then come back. When I come back, it's on. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like,
that's at the stage I'm in right
that's
now.
That's where I'm at. So, like, I just got to get away for a while, man, and just let everything just be what it's going to be. You know what I mean? And just continue doing what I'm doing and just pray. You know what I'm saying? I pray a lot. You know what I mean? God is the head of my life for sure. So, you know what I mean? Other than that, that's it.
And definitely, when it's your time to go back, man.
They going to know. And I'm coming strong.
For sure. And you'll be returning as an example of the people that in that same environment. Mm-hmm. You'll take that concept, this is the only place for me. Yeah, and absolutely. See, that's most of what MCM is about. MCM's about giving a person a better way out, another yeah. opportunity.
Indeed.
And you showing that, you know, mm-hmm. like they can actually touch and see someone that came from their hood.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? To see that they blossom into this wonderful person mm-hmm. and stop looking at that guy that's next door that yeah. they gave up on.
Yeah, life. Absolutely. You see absolutely. What I'm saying? Absolutely.
So you are gonna make a big impact when you yeah, go man. Back to Anderson. You're gonna make a hell of an impact, man. Because you're giving right then, just you going back to your hood and showing them something different, man. You don't know how many lives you're going to touch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because they actually seen you. Mm-hmm. They watch you.
They watch
you. They're waiting on you to come back as yeah. well. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, you know, social media is such a big presence of us right now. And definitely, you know, I follow your social media. You're always posting something on it. So that's always a good. Mm-hmm. And it's always a family there. They're watching for sure. Oh, yeah. They're waiting for that moment. Mm-hmm. So when you come back, they're going to be able to open arms. Yeah. They're waiting on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's awesome.
So what about you, Ryan, man? What about being a product of your environment? How you feel about it has molded you to the person you are today?
I think, you know, growing up in New Orleans, I definitely had the creative energy around me from a young age. At an early standpoint, I think that's probably been the only outlet that I've had far from, like, my other environments. You know, growing up in, you know, poor neighborhoods. And, you know, I came down here for a few years, moved back to New Orleans. I just remember one night walking to the gas station and realizing, like, you know, it's right next to my house. And, you know, I got to walk. You know, I'm thinking about walking with a gun on me because you looking over your back and stuff like that. Because, you know, it's a busy street, busy mm-hmm. section. So, you know, realizing that you're in that environment, not wanting that no more, I think was powerful for me enough to say I want to go ahead and move back to Gulf Shores and just get in touch with nature, really. Is what's been big with me. That I feel like that's our God-given art, you know, and stuff like that. And coming back down here, you know, I see like a lot of kids try to promote something that's not down here, really. Yeah. You know, from what I see, you know, I see things like, I understand some people, you know, rapping and stuff, speaking their realities. You know, maybe they really did do these things, but for the most part, I think a lot of people are trying to put on this ego or this mask of just, you know, toughness and, you know, I'm the biggest, strongest person. I'm trying to get away from that. And so I think just building my own environment right now is what's powerful for me and going off my own energy. And, you know, that stuff is contagious, you know, so you got to be pick and choose what you put in your environment because that's a reflection of you. So I think that's powerful right now is picking what you're going to, your input, output in life
yeah.
around your environment.
And I'm going to give a little touch on Ryan. I met Ryan on his last leg in a youth program.
Yeah.
And I mentored him for about a year. First time I met Ryan, he was like, man, I ain't apologizing for nothing I say. I don't give a rat's ass. Mm. I ain't going back to school.
Man.
I don't care what these people do to me.
That's
the attitude he had.
Yeah, I didn't care. I didn't.
I called him down bad one time, and I had a chance to get Ryan locked up. And I made my decision. I said, locking him up ain't going to do nothing, you know. And I talked to Ryan that day. Made him do a little something for me. He did it, and I respect him for doing it because he put the pride aside and became a man at that point. And I gave Ryan a second chance. And since I gave him that second chance, I'm proud of him, man. To see a 16-year-old boy telling grown-ups what he ain't going to do.
That's tough.
You know what I'm saying? He don't give a damn about life. He ain't going back to school. He don't need no driver's license. I offered my car to him. And I told him, I said, you can drive my car, get your driver's license. I told him, if you go back to school, I'll help him. I'll make sure you get a job and everything. So he fought to get back in school, but they wouldn't let him back in school at the time.
Yeah.
He was like, so I know his struggle because I watched the man grow from 16 to 20 now. And it's a good blessing to see that the work that I put in with you, you reward me right now, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's success right there.
Yeah. It goes past me, you know. I tell my friends about it, you know, whoever I can touch, you know, I bring them here. If they need a barber, I bring them to Mr. Lewis.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've been through it, you know what's up, you know what's real and what's not. So, you know, I appreciate you speaking the truth to these kids on a real note.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's real.
Definitely, man. Shout out to Mike, me the mentor. Shout out to our founder, man, Lewis Pope. Definitely. This isn't something we just started, man. This is something that's been branded in the blood. So, we definitely want to continue promoting positivity and continue promoting my community mentors and just changing our community and changing our world. We know it starts with our youth. But it also starts with everybody who's willing to put into our youth. So, you know, it's definitely very important. You know, I appreciate you coming out to and kind of giving me your story and your background. So now, going from product of your environment, man, you kind of spoke on building that relationship with Lewis. You know, let's talk about how does relationships actually matter in success and failure. You know, because at the end of the day, you build a relationship with everybody you come in contact with. It can be a quick relationship. It can be just me holding the door. We build some type of bond, some type of relationship right there. You seem to respect. Because if I hold the door for you, maybe you respect me now. If I don't hold the door, you got some type of relationship with me now. You may not mess with me. So right now, we just want to talk about how does that even matter when we're talking about success and failures?
Well, for me, like, it really matters because, like, relationship, when I think about that, I think about my high school coach. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I was in high school, I wasn't, like, just, you know, straight A student. I wasn't straight and narrow. I wasn't rocking the right path. I was failing classes. I was goofing around. I had buddies that way. We doing this, like, whatever's fun, we gonna do it. We ain't trying to do nothing. Like, when I met my high school coach, man, like, I was an eighth grader going into my ninth grade year. I failed my eighth grade year. And I had, and my mama, she didn't send me no summer school.
I had to, you
in the eighth grade again, you feel me? And I talked to my high school coach, because he was telling me I was gonna be good, all this, that. He told me he'll never talk to me for a whole year until I'm eligible to play again. And that was tough because, like, I really like Buddy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I really like dude. And, like, I would see him in the hallways, and I promise you, he held up to his word. He didn't say a word to me. It was like he ain't never seen me. It was like, dang. Then I was eligible. Once I got eligible and able to start getting the weightlifting and stuff like that, man, our relationship, it was, like, really close. He brought me in the hall. We talked for about an hour. And now it's, like, to this day, when I do stuff, like, you know what I mean? He's like a real mentor, you know what I'm saying? To the point where, like, if the relationship is really good, meaning that, like, all right, I'm gonna go out here and do this, but, like, damn, if the coach find out, boy, he gonna go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that relationship right there. That, like, that's the kind of bond that you have. So, like, it just makes you think twice about some shit. Yeah. Like, you be like, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Coach gonna ride me. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna rock with me no more if I do this. He ain't gonna, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like that's why I do what I do so much, because the relationship that me and him had and, like, the impact he had on my life, bro, it really changed me, because, like, to the point where, like, I did a lot of stuff, and I did do a lot of stuff because I was worried about what my coach was going to think, you know what I'm saying? Like, what my coach was going to say, or how was they going to, like, man, this ain't going to be a good look. I'm going to be a turd, or I'm going to be a good. He always used that word. He always told me, hey, look, we all go home for practice, don't be a turd. He's always used that term, man. That shit stuck to me for life, bro. Like,
so his words of encouragement made you loyalty to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every time you felt like you were slipping, just your self-conscious of his right. words.
In my mind, mind, just like, I ain't really gonna be one like this shit. You know what I'm saying? He will not, I'm telling you, he gonna go crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's the impact of a relationship, bro. Like, and those are the type of relationships that I'm trying to build with every kid I come into contact with. That's why I feel like, you know, I don't want to brag, man. I feel like that's why I'm a hot commodity, bro, because, like, I know what it takes, you know what I'm saying? I know how to crack that code, you know what I'm saying? I know how to crack that child, you know what I mean? Like, I know what you want.
Understand.
Yeah, because I've been there.
A lot of people trying to change the child. Change the child. The child got to be willing to change
his own.
You just his guide. You govern him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You let him know, like, hey, man, I failed before too.
Absolutely.
But I got back up.
Absolutely.
If you're not able to speak to a child like that, you'll shine them off, man.
Absolutely. You can't save them all, though. You
can't save them all.
Right, some of them ain't going to get right. Some of them just ain't going to get right, bro. You just like, damn, you can pray about it. You can wait, like, I really hope he get right, because, like, he fine. I'm telling you, he gonna be that guy, but some of them just never really pan out, man. You know what I mean? You just gotta keep pushing, though. Like, you know.
You can't want for them. I mean, at the end of the day, they gotta put the work in.
Yeah.
You can just plant that seed, water that seed, water that seed, but at the end of the day, they gotta be able to water it for themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
I can want it, but I can't want it more than you.
No, definitely not. You gotta put that work in. Absolutely. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way where he's coming from. I feel like relationships, as far as going into success and failures and stuff like that, puts a chip on your shoulder, you know, walking into certain environments. You know, like, for me, it's my mom wants me to have a consistent job. So just, you know, going in there and thinking, all right, if I quit today, if I quit my job today, I'm going to go home, my mom's going to get on me, or something like that. So just making sure that, you know, I'm building that relationship, making her proud as well, you know, it just puts that extra chip on your shoulder. You don't want to see them people fail. You know, I come in here, I want to tell you good news.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you know, I'm out here, I'm off of drugs, you know, I'm not on no bullshit, I'm not, you know, robbing, I'm financially straight. You know, that's what you want them relationships to hear, and building those off of genuine connections. To me, it seems like a lot of relationships nowadays are beneficial. You know, if you can do this for me, I'll do this for you.
Yeah.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. When it could just be something as simple as, like you said, holding the door open for somebody. Mm-hmm. Just establishing that human respect for one another. Absolutely. And building a relationship off of that ground.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just genuine love and not beneficial stuff. And I think that that's where I'm at, trying to build my relationships off of genuine connections.
Mm-hmm. How's that been going for you so far?
It's been going really good. I think once you learn how to harness that energy, that the way that you apply it can be really powerful. You know, the work that I do now, I meet at least 500 people a day, you know, working the hangman competition. You know, I gotta get people to come up and try this thing. Mm. And they hanging on it for at least 2 minutes. So 2 minutes I'm talking to this kid's parents or whatever while they doing the challenge. And it's like, you know, they know that they getting ripped off, spending $6 on this. So it's like, I'm trying to keep them away from the money. You know, what you doing on this trip? You know, what do you guys want to go see while you're down here on spring break? And, you know, throwing the football with the kid, you know, maybe giving it to them. They might not have won, but I could still give it to them because it ain't hurting nobody.
Yeah.
That could have made their whole trip. That kid might just go and be a football player.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what that seed of positivity and that seed of love can really do to somebody, because they might not have that outlet anywhere else in their life.
So, Ryan, you must bump your head, boy, from 16 years old. Yeah,
right.
You know, right. Boy, you bump your head somewhere, yeah, boy.
I done grown up a little bit.
You're growing up, man. I like that.
Ryan talking good.
Yeah, you talking boy, good, man. Boy. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I was his last hope, boy. They gonna send his ass off. Say, man, I'm gone. Like,
so you want to hang out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, then, man, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, we've been talking about relationships. We got two more questions on this. What's the most uplifting thing that's happening in your community? You can talk about New Orleans if you still have anything going back there, or you can kind of speak on whatever community you're in. You can talk about Anniston as well, mm-hmm. or you can talk about where you're at right now. But what's one of the most uplifting things you know happening?
I think right now, as far as community, down here at least, I don't see any sense of community, if I'm being honest, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's where I've been. You know, I've been looking at that recently. You know, I don't see any places where people can go and have a gathering to get one goal accomplished or, you know, serve this purpose. You know, like, you know, I remember growing up in school, we used to have days where we go out and clean the whole beach. Whole school would get together, just have a beach day. We'd sit out there picking up cigarette butts and stuff, making our beach look nice. And nowadays it seems like, you know, everything is more like self, you know, what can I do for myself and how can I build myself, and that's good and all. But I think community now is through social media, you know, the community of, you know, what musicians you follow.
Yeah.
At least for my generation, you know, I know whenever I go talk to kids, you know, they won't talk about, you know, this artist or this celebrity. It's like, you know, that's cool and all, but, you know, how is this growing you as a person and, you know, benefiting you in senses of, like, giving back to others in your same situation? So I think building a community that, you know, understands those things but can rise above it, you know, I think that's something that we need to figure out how we can get our hands on that. Because we know, like, it's cool to bond over depression and, you know, this addiction or whatever, because this artist talks about it, but it's like, all right, how do we move on past that? You know, how do we find that, you know, community of, like, we're all in this struggle together. So how do we unite and move past that? You know, I feel like a lot of people don't realize, you know, that they're in the same struggle. And I think just moving past that's important.
Yeah. Well, for me, you know what I'm saying, like, go Coach Athletic, bro. That's all, you know what I'm saying? I really feel like me and my team, bro, shout out Jason Barnett, shout out Stuart Gale, Chase, shout out Running Royal, man. We, like, it was just something we did, man. We came down here, we started out with County Road 10. And I feel like what we doing is, bro, like, it's really good. Like, our 707 team, man, like, if you go try to play 707 on a team, man, you're going to pay, like, a lot of money. Like,
definitely.
We don't charge your kids nothing, bro. Feel what I'm saying? Like, we don't charge them nothing. Like, we're going to Orlando, we're going to Houston, we're going to Texas, we're going to Florida. We just came back from Atlanta. Like, bro, like, we don't charge nothing. When I say we don't charge nothing, we don't charge anything. We just try to get these kids another look. And, like, if you really talented enough, you really just know people are really willing to take care of you if you really do the right thing. Yeah. But like, if you ain't willing to do the right thing, bro, it's just gonna, now it's gonna put a burden on you and your family and everybody. We just really trying to show them that like, we ain't here to try to like come up off nobody, bro. Like, at the end of the day, every job is about money. But like, you know what I'm saying? The way we look at it is that if we can trust the community and like really see, let people see that we ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, but we're really trying to build something up. We're trying to show you that like, this is how we did it back at the crib. And so like, and it works, like it really works that way. You know what I'm saying? Each one teach one, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. Somebody gonna get it, you know what I mean? So like, I just feel like what we doing is really positive, bro. Like, it ain't nothing to try to hey, look at us, none of that, man. We just really trying to just show people that like, our genuine, we genuine with what we doing, man. So yeah. We really trying to make that happen, man. Real talk.
Man, I can definitely tell, man. I just came back from Louisiana, been there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And when I left, there was, you know, no training facilities anywhere around. Mm-hmm. You got to go to Fairhope, Daphne, Mobile. Yeah. There was no 707 teams. You're playing on your team. So that's something they built down where I was in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Okay.
Shout out to Turk, man. He's definitely doing this thing with Natural 707 League down there, man. He's been doing personal training. He started doing it in the parking lot. He started doing it at his apartment in a small little grass area.
Yeah, that's how I started.
And now he has a indoor facility that he's working at. He has several 707 teams. He's training NFL players, college players.
Yes.
So definitely shout out to my man Turk. So when I first came down here, that's all I was hearing was Gulf Coast Athletics.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, man, where is Gulf Coast Athletics?
Let's go.
Where is this? Yeah. Where is it Foley? Is it here? It's close by.
Yeah.
I was like, man, definitely gotta get connected with whoever that is.
Sure,
they definitely
sure.
Doing something that the community needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely gonna talk about personal training because that's the new wave right now.
It's big time.
We were taught by our coaches. I learned how to play running back by myself, watching videos. I didn't have an actual running back coach.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're telling me in our community, we have personal trainers who are willing to work on your personal skills.
Yes.
We're definitely going to talk about that a little later because I think that's definitely huge for our community.
Yes.
So last question of, you know, success and last kind of question about the first topic. What's one event or activity that you want to host for your community? And definitely, how can MCM either help or partner with you with that?
I don't have to think on that one.
Well, you like music, right?
Yeah, I do like music a lot. I think definitely something to do with music and nature. Honestly, you know, music, I was watching a video the other day in Jamaica. These dudes have pulled out, you know, a bass guitar and a drum set, and they had about 2,000 people in the street singing a Bob Marley song, and it's music has the power to unite people like that. You know, spreading a positive message through music, I think, is important. So I think, you know, an event outdoors, you know, in touch with nature, in touch with what we're supposed to be around, with some good, beautiful music would be awesome. Natural music as well, not like computer music. I'm talking like guitar, saxophone. That's what I grew up around in New Orleans, you know, going out to the French Quarter.
Yeah.
You know, I remember working on Bourbon Street. I get off at 11 o'clock at night. I'll walk around looking for a street performer to put some money in this thing, listen to a good show. You know, that's real. Mm. That's real art right there. That's creativity, and you know, I'm big on energy and stuff like that, and I think that has the power to really make us transcend a lot of stuff in our world, as far as the hate and looking at other people differently because they believe this or they support this. You know, at the end of the day, we all like this music, and you know, we all want love at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
When you get somebody in the right position, they tell you they just want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's what it really is.
Yeah, you play any instruments?
No, I don't know. I play instruments, but I DJ. So like, you know, switch. You know, it's like you get a board and you can switch from a song to another like that. You kind of control the vibe. You know, I sit there and play music for 300, 400 people, and I notice if I play this song, I got 400 people dancing. If I play this song, I got 400 people in their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just understanding that it has that power. And for me personally, I'm not sure about y'all, but music is playing 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm addicted to music, so mm-hmm. I got to make sure I balance it out with something good for my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, whenever Lewis knew me growing up, I was listening to nothing but rap and, you know, stuff that wasn't really good for my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started, you know, I prayed to God, you know, to send me new music. Next day, I found a whole new world of music, a whole new different way of thinking and way of looking at life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just showed me, you know, whenever I was DJing, like, this is something... There's something powerful that can be used in the right direction. It's all up to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's dope. Like, what we got going on, that that I would like you guys to help. Like I want to like do like a fun day, like a combine slash fun day for like kids from all the surrounding areas, bro. Meaning that like we're getting together, like you know how like usually camps, throw camp, they have a combine where they get your measurable, you do the 40, yeah. You do this, you do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then after you do all that, then it's over with. However, I would want to do an event like that, do all that stuff, and then have like, you know, free food, do all the food, then have, like you said, have music. And just like really have like a more of a fellowship, like, you know what I'm saying? Don't matter. It's going to be competition though. Like, I'm always about that. I'm always about competing because like, I feel like if you're not competing, you're not getting better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got nobody to push you to get better, you ain't really doing better. So like, doing like a little combine or something, man, and then just like turning into like a just fellowship, you know what I mean? Because like, when I go to these tournaments, these kids, they be playing against each other, but like, you watch them, it be like, they be saying stuff like, man, we on devil time. Like, what you mean, bro? Like, what you talking about, man? All we do is playing ball against each other. You know? And when it's over with, we're going to shake it up and it's over with, you know what I mean? Like, but I feel you, though. I definitely understand that, what you're saying, but like, we can use better terms, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want these kids, like, some of them just be like, they influence you just a little bit. A little, like, mine was too. I was a big Pastor Troy guy when I was coming up. So, like, when I'm playing ball, if I hit Pastor Troy before I play, you know what I'm saying? I was lit. But, like, now these kids, they just got so many different people. I don't know. I don't know about this new
guy. I don't even understand.
I swear, man. Like, it's crazy.
But to come in on both of y'all, man, we have a park in Lillian.
Yeah, I heard about it.
It's a big park.
I've been hearing about that park.
And there's a lot of land. Mm-hmm. It's all green grass. And if y'all really truly trying to do something with music, and you really want to try to have the compound where we don't have to pay no one to rent that facility, I know my family down in Lillian doesn't mind opening that park up for us to have an event that's for the community. And I'm going to speak to the community, man, right now. You got guys out here that sees, that been through the walk of life a hard time, and they're reaching back for the kids. Now, if you have a kid that's having problems, even if he's not having problems, that you want him to see other things in life, bring him to MCM, bring him to Gulf Coast Athletic, you know what I'm saying? Let them enjoy being a kid and get them out that environment where they only see destruction at, you know what I'm saying? So if we offer something that's free and no charge,
absolutely.
Please take your time, just like you would go to the club, or you would go to church, or you would go to a wedding, or you would go to whatever. Please take your time out and bring your kids so we can grow as a community, because we offer this stuff, and if people don't participate in it, who gonna believe in it? The only way you can believe in something is being there. You know what I'm saying? You got to see the influence that Marcus trying to bring, and Marquise trying to bring, Ryan trying to bring. These is guys that actually came from the bottom of the pit. Football, his whole life, got hurt. He haven't stopped. Football, didn't make, haven't stopped. Troubled child, changed his life, and look at him. Why wouldn't you want your kids around people like this? So I'm speaking to the community right now, man. Bring it out, man. Show that you're interested in your kids' life and well-being. Introduce your kids around positive people, and I guarantee you get different results.
100%. That's the environment. That's what they grow up in and what they see.
Definitely. And we're definitely going to go on. We're going to partner and team up with that fun day and combine. So definitely be looking out for it. Gulf Coast Athletics, my community mentors. That's going to be a huge event. We're going to definitely do the paperwork and get everything done, because I believe that's going to be something good. And I'm an athlete, and I'm a former athlete, of course. You know, I'm huge on the combines. I've been in several combines. But, you know, having that fun day, having something that you can enjoy after.
Yeah.
I know after the combines, at Nichols, shout out to Ladarius Webb, man. He came to Nichols State University, graduated there, went and played on for the Ravens. But, I mean, he threw a camp there every year. And he'd throw a camp for the kids, and then he'd have either dodgeball tournament, or he'd have like a war ball after that.
Yeah,
you know, something fun that the kids can just like, all right, That's over with. Now let's have some fun. So I'm with that. We're definitely going to get that going. So y'all be looking on social media for it. We're definitely going to blow that up for sure. We have about 20 people online right now, man. Shout out to everybody that's watching right now. I know that number is probably bigger than that, but definitely shout out to everybody that's watching right now. Not any questions right now. Tobias said, tell Marquise, man, get some of them Anderson boys to come down here to a basketball tournament. Man.
Hey, listen. Boys. Hey, look, I will call Spooty. I will call Mo. I get them down here. Y'all know y'all do not want to see them boys. Stop acting like you do not want to see them boys. Hey, they don't mess around.
Hey, man, I seen them boys play them boys like definitely.
Hey, for sure.
Anderson turned it up this year.
For sure. Hey, them girls, shout out to them girls, too, man. They went back to back. They didn't bring the state championship home, but they won it last year, and they played again. In the state championship game, but they lost in the title game. But you know, I'm just trying to tell you, hey, that 256 is real.
There's something happening down there.
It's serious. It's definitely serious.
All right. Well, you know, you already know those people, man. Definitely going to chime in on our next topic. The next topic is going to be sports and activities and how it builds character, leadership, and family. And, you know, being an athlete and playing all type of sports, man, I started playing soccer first.
Oh, wow.
Because my parents, like I said, my parents was in the military, so I traveled all over the world. So I was actually in Germany when I actually started playing my sports. So, you know, basketball and soccer were my thing. We couldn't play football.
Yeah.
Or football, as they call it over there, or American football, as they call it in Germany. So, you know, there was no chance to play, you know, the sport that I actually ended up playing. So I want to just talk about first thing that parents always want to say. Sports eats up all your study time. Is that true or not?
No. Because I feel like as a parent, like, there's a time for everything. You know what I'm saying? There's a time for sport, there's a time for book. You know what I'm saying? When he get home, he got to understand, like, okay, if you really about these sports and you feel like you're tired, if you're that tired you can't do your work, you ain't going to sports anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like it's a balance in that you have to balance. Like, you just got to learn to balance it. If you really want to be that student athlete, your books have to come first, man. Books and ball. If you want to ball, you got to get your books. Remember, my homeboy had a saying back in the day, books and ball. That's what we about. We about books. We about ball. That's it. Books and ball.
Can you go about a time playing college ball?
Yeah, I played at Jacksonville State from 2005 to 2010.
Okay. Talk about just a regular day during the summer of ball, man. Because I know I kind of spoke on mine. Man, our day started at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. workout. You got workouts, all right? Get out of workouts. You gotta go to breakfast. So you get done eating, you gotta go to class. You got class from probably from 7 to about 11 or 12. You get out of class, you got meetings.
Yes.
You get out of meetings, you gotta go eat again. You come back, you're gonna eat, now you gotta go to practice. You get out of practice, you got meetings again. So like, when people say they wanna play college football, you gotta understand, it's not really just playing ball, it's a job. It's a mentality that you have to really be ready for. You know what I mean? Like I see a lot of kids that they be pretending, man. Like, you know, you putting on social media, I'm working, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but you fell in classes. You missing workouts. You doing that, you pretending. You're not no baller, you're a pretender. You know what I'm saying? The ones that ain't got no, I got these offers, okay, you can have something, you lying. Because, like, ain't nobody finna offer no kid that's failing. Ain't nobody finna offer no kid that is disrespectful. Ain't nobody finna offer no kid that just ain't trying to do the right thing. You know what I mean? So, like, when I see that, I just be like, you pretending. Like, don't be a pretender. That's what I tell my guy. Don't be a pretender, man. Like, your books come first. If you pass in your class and you're a baller, I promise you, they will find you.
They ain't gonna find you.
They gonna find you.
Definitely.
And this is another thing, and I'm glad you brought it up. You know, MCM started out with the education of the kids as sports being an outlet for them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, we used to do tutoring. Every kid had to bring their report card.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And if you had practice, you had to do tutoring an hour before practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm big on that, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So
absolutely.
If we can team up in a way that we can get these kids that have the talent. So I played sports, but I had a bad attitude.
Oh, yeah,
10th grade was over there. I played every sport it was, and I was good at it.
Yeah, I really.
I made a difference in every sport that I played.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I love to, I used to fight all the time.
Yeah.
I had a quick attitude, so it knocked me from a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I realized now for my downfall that if we can get the kids that have the talent, but not the knowledge to proceed, how can we team up to have tutoring classes? You know what I'm saying? Evaluation. I used to go to the school. I go to the school and sit in classes with the kids.
Yeah, my God.
You know what I'm saying? To make sure that they were getting their work. Are y'all big on that too?
Absolutely. Like if you, we have parents call all the time. Like if a kid fell in his classes, do he go with y'all? Nah, mom, he can't go with us.
Yeah,
and that's what we can kind of step in and be like,
he can't go with
us. The mentoring part.
I can send you somewhere to go to get right, because like if you really want to come play, then you got to go through these steps first. Like I think we can really try to link up and make something happen. Meaning that, like, if we have trouble kids, like, you know what I'm saying, we can really, we can sit them down or how we want to do it, man.
Yeah, that's
like,
what my mentor, that was the mentor part of MCM come in. Because this is, when you listen to the name is My Community Mentor.
Yeah.
I mean, all outlooks I cover. I've been in juvenile court. I've been in the adult court. Did a fight for people. I do community service. I go to the school board. I be in churches, I be everywhere. And I just want to link up with people that can realize this, that even though your kid is playing sports, he still need to be governed.
Absolutely.
One day. Sports aren't going to last.
No, that ball going to stop bouncing. That ball going to be flat one day. I'm telling that ball, when that ball is stop bouncing and ain't flat, it's flat, then what you going to do? What can you fall back on?
I want y'all to know, man, we are looking for mentors, someone that can come in and dedicate at least 11 to 12 hours out of the week. I mean, a whole week is 7 days. If you split 12 up into seven, what you getting, what?
About 1.75.
An hour and a half to one kid a day. You know what I'm saying? And we're looking for mentors like that, because when you have a guy that have the talent to go to the next level but don't understand the knowledge of getting to the next level, that's what we're supposed to come in. As a community, we supposed to come in. There's a lot of talent in Baldwin County.
It's a lot. It's a lot, bro. It's way more than I thought. You know what I'm saying?
It's untapped in.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
And that's why it's so important for now we have Gulf Coast Athletics, because there's a lot of talent that was just getting coached.
Yeah.
You no personal training. You're getting coached.
No,
you just had a coach. There's a lot of call, you know, off of the play, getting the play, put you in the right position, but they didn't teach you the proper stuff that you need to go to that.
We had a couple of them come through that was just like absolutely wrong. I'm talking to you like, dude, what grade you in? Like, what school you go to? Like, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? You ain't got no look. Ain't nobody looking at you. Like, that's how it was. That's how it was when I was having that photo. I'm like, man, dude, he pretty. He looked good. He like, you know what I'm saying? He's fast, y'all. But like, how is he not? Like, what's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody dropping the ball somewhere. So like,
and that's the education part. That's what the community not involved in, man. And this is what we need to get into, and I'm glad we're speaking on it. So, the mentorship, I'm telling you, bro, if we can get guys that's in position, like, can really tell the kids, y'all experience, y'all been to college. So, if we can get the kids and say, look, man, the college don't care how talented you are. If you ain't got no education, they don't want to deal with you. We have to preach this into the kids, because the kids think, oh, I'm wrong. I'm going wherever they want me to go.
You're not going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
You're a neighborhood hero.
That's it.
They speak on the amazing guy with a 2.0 and the average guy with a 3.5. Like, I want the average guy.
The average guy going, because, like, you know what? I know one thing. He got work ethic. He get his grades, so therefore, he's going to be easy coachable. He's very coachable. But that 1.9, that 2.0,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And he fired. He might be into his head. He might be in his own head.
So it's true to say he's teachable. He's able to mold into who you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he's a 3.0.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he's smart. He's already smart enough.
Now, even sometimes, you know, just being a teacher and a coach and definitely teaching for a while, understanding that some of those kids with those bad grades, sometimes this stuff happening at home, in the community, that, you know, they don't go to sleep.
Yeah, some of them.
I gotta watch with my little brother and sisters, or I may have a kid out there, something like that. So it's a lot of different elements that also affect the kids.
Yeah, so that's where the mentor comes in. There. Because that you'll be his outlet. You know what I'm saying? When he come up to a coach. Now I'm having problems at the home. He confined in you. I mean, he trusted you.
Absolutely.
That he got his loyalty to you. So he's gonna understand, like, hey man, if I can't get home and this and this and right here, mama can call coach, and coach got my back.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Absolutely. Coach gonna let her know that it's all right, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The kids need that, man.
They don't need it to throw them away, man, because we don't know some of these battles some of the kids facing. Some of the kids facing battles like, where he gonna sleep at the night?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What he gonna eat? Tonight, you know what I mean? Some of them don't even get their grades because he ain't ate in 3 days, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't care about nothing, bro. He ain't ate, bro.
And they're so tough and they hold it in.
Yeah, like, they ain't gonna tell nobody. They don't
we got to tap into that. Yeah, and that's what programs are really about. Mm-hmm. That's why you have fundraisers. Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm like this. Everybody have hidden agendas. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
People can play on people. Mm-hmm. Greatness or they whatever you want to call it.
Lightness.
Yeah, the lightness. You know what I'm saying? But if we interact with this kid and we know about this kid and his struggle, mm-hmm. I mean, if we raising money, send the money go to the people
absolutely.
That really need it.
Need it.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If the mom said, if he said, man, I ain't enough, and you know, and if their mom on drugs or whatever, mm-hmm. if you go put that food in the house, she can't take it nowhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If we give her the money, she can go spend the money what she wants.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If he ain't got a pair of shoes on his feet, I am going to buy you a pair of shoes.
Absolutely.
And I know that you can't afford it. We can't afford coming out of our pocket,
absolutely.
But we damn sure can raise enough money to do this type of stuff.
Absolutely.
And people need to understand that's what fundraiser and this is what all this shit is for, to keep the mother that's not fortunate to do this type of shit, to have the kids involved in something to give them an outlook.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And to speak on that, like at Gulf Coast Athletics, this is what we got going on. We offer free classes to the point where like we make you pay now, but like we still offer free classes. So like you gotta go on our website anonymously, just put just like if you need help, if you can't afford whatever rates we're charging, we got to go on our website, put the kid's name anonymously, and let us know, because we got sponsors that people that sponsorship, like that sponsorship is for the kids that can't afford a misfortune and stuff like that. So like just go on our website, sign up anonymously,
and give them the website.
Oh yeah, gulfcoastathletics.com. Or you can type in sponsor Gulf Coast Athletics and then it'll pop up, and then you can just browse through the website. Just sign, go see where it says get started GCA. Then you go there, and it'll just write your name, who you are, like the kid's name, his age, and he said to go. Sign the waiver, he good. As long as you sign that waiver, he good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's what we need to push in the community, man, mm-hmm. because so many people use this excuse, I ain't got it. I can't afford it. You know what I'm saying?
It's still going to be there.
If you want your child to be successful in life,
yes.
you have to put them in position to be better.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to be a doctor, what are you going to do? You're surrounded by doctors. Absolutely. You ain't going to take them around no firefight.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And hope they be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to invest, man. You got to take time. We are sole parents, guardians, or whoever you are. Mm-hmm. You are sole. Slacking, blaming someone else about their downfall when you should just look at yourself and say, what I'm giving to the child, because the child already see. How many times did you have seen a child, and you've been doing sports, how many times have you seen a child look in that audience for a mom or a father or a friend?
Man, always.
And when he has somebody in that audience, he go ham, though. He go crazy.
So when I, like, even when I, like, we got a player on our team, like, I won't mention no names or anything, but, like, we had a tournament, his mom came, he went absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, that's probably, like, I've seen him play, had good tournaments, like, he has good tournaments, he has a good weekend every weekend, but, like, that particular weekend, he couldn't nobody hold him.
That was, to me, that's success, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Mom came a long way, all the way from Atlanta, all the way to Tennessee to see our son play, and he went and he showed out. You know what I mean? Like
kids look for that, man. And people have to realize that, you know, kids look for that support, man, that support system. So if we could give them that support system, man, I mean, you don't never know what level they go to.
You never know, bro. Like, for real. And then, like, he might come back and help. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you just never know who you around or who that kid could be, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't believe in throwing them away, man. Like, it's hard for me to throw, it's so hard for me to throw a kid away. Like, a kid can do so much and he'd be like, man, he ain't gonna never get right. Like, he might not get right for you, but I think he got it in him, man.
He got it for somebody.
He might not be the one for him, man. You know what I mean? He might not trust you to the point to believe that you actually believe in him. But when you come across a kid and you and he knows that you believe in him, man,
that's on power.
Break the wall for you, man. Break down that brick wall quick for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we talked about that, and that was definitely a great topic. Shout out to everybody giving that input on it. So now we talked about a little study time. We went and indulged in that just a little bit. Now, another question is a question that I kind of got thrown at me when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And at first, I really truly didn't understand it, and it took me back because it came from a teacher.
Okay.
So with that being said, do you believe athletes have to either be a sportsman or a scholar? Or do you believe somewhere we can be both?
Gotta be both.
Gotta be both.
There's no way that you can't have one without the other. Like, if you're not meaning that, what I'm saying is, I ain't saying you gotta be a 4.0. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, you can be a sportsman, but like, are you even trying to apply yourself in the classroom? You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to those grades, if you apply yourself, I promise you, you'll get the most help you ever seen. But like, if you just gonna sit there, you don't even write your name on the paper, you're not trying, bro. Like, you're not even a sportsman. I don't even call you a sportsman if you don't even put your name on, if you don't even want to try in the classroom. You're not even a sportsman. Like you said, I call it a pretender. You're a pretender, man. Like, you gotta give some type of effort. Like, I just feel like you have to try both. Like, you gotta. Like, I know I wasn't the smartest. Hey, C's to get degrees, and I had C's to get my degree. That's you feel right. me? In college. So, like, just know I was not the smartest, but I know what I did do. I'm gonna be in class. I'm gonna sit in the front of the class. I'm gonna ask the teacher all the questions, because I hear you talking to me, but I ain't got nothing. It has not registered me yet. So I'm gonna need to wait out the class. You gotta tell me again. You know what I'm saying? I had to get me a tutor. Like, you gotta, like, you can't be ashamed of stuff like that, bro. Like, I'm not. I still need one today. I've been a teacher for 10 years, bro, and I still need, you know what I'm saying? I still have people comment on some of my posts like, hey, bro, you too wrong. I'm like, damn. You like that, bro? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My bad.
Yeah, right. I know I mess up all the time.
Let me go fix that, you know what I'm saying? But my ego's, but like, I don't let my ego stand in the way, though. I don't let my ego get in the way of feeling shame because I don't know how to pronounce something. I don't know how to write something. I don't know how to say something.
Hey, I told a guy that today. I said, pride will break you, bro.
Will.
You know what I'm saying? Pride will break you. Pride will stop you from getting your blessings, man.
Definitely. Now, like I say, man, I had that teacher come up. She didn't believe I was both.
Yeah.
She said, there's no way that you are a scholar in the sports. I didn't check your grades. I didn't check what groups you in.
Yeah.
But the people you hang with,
they not.
There's no way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, how are you doing that, but you hang with those guys? I said, well, that's family.
Now, absolutely. Like, that's what they don't understand. Like you said, being a product of your environment. But like, just cause I'm from this area, and like, my friends are who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
they don't make you.
You can't hang around my friends. A lot of people can hang around my friends, but like, I can't. And you would think that those were my friends, but like, I grew up with these kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I know that they mean well, but like, some of them just ain't gonna do right. You know what I mean? But I can't stop being his friend because like, it's real love that like, if I do have a problem, I know who I can call. You know what I'm saying? So like, you just gotta keep, it's just like those relationships, man. Like, you can't make nobody stop being friends with somebody just because they ain't doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? You can't let them bring you down though. You gotta know how to separate them. If you can't separate them, then you're just gonna be another stat. You don't wanna be a stat.
And coming to think of what you said, I was talking to my son, shout out to 95 Pope Devontae. I was talking to him this morning, and I told him the same thing, you know. I said, being a part of your environment, you know what I'm saying? You're looking at guys that you used to hang with. You don't shy away from them because some of them are lacking the knowledge. You have to give them the knowledge and understand that they just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't sit there letting them hurt you.
No.
But you look at you, weigh your options.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? These dudes just don't know. And being a businessman, I surround myself around people that actually don't know the business aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't run from them. I try to share with
them.
And see if they don't get it, then I'm like, hey, brother, you know, I done tried. I done put this water around your neck, in your mouth, and you won't drink it.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't let you drain me out. No, you know what I'm saying? So I had that same talk with my son this morning, man, to let him know, you know, he into music. Mm-hmm. And I was letting them know, I'm like, man, keep pushing, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to 95 Pope, man. Go check my cousin's album, dog, doing this thing on Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you can stream music. Go check my cousin out, 95 Pope, man. Definitely.
Yeah, so it's a big thing. And this is the thing. This is something that we endure in life every day.
Yes.
That you have to grab the concept of.
Yes.
Because, you know, life ain't perfect, man.
No, bro.
It's
no.
What you make of it.
Absolutely.
And if you're trying to, like we are trying to give back to our community in ways that people don't even take a second look at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if we were some big shot name or something like that, a lot of money, people, he's down here, he's doing this.
Oh, wow.
But we are simple, everyday people that struggling in life and trying to give back. And the first thing they'll say is, they trying to get something out of it.
They trying to see.
And, you know, we fighting a lot, too, to be in a position where we at.
Absolutely.
Now.
I know exactly what
you're
saying.
You know what I'm saying? But we still got love for our kids.
You got
love for our kids. And before I see a kid go down that road, man, of the wrong way, I want to give them the knowledge of where I came from.
Yeah.
And where I came from, man, it wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of lesson learned in that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can keep you from learning that lesson,
yeah,
that's my job. Yeah. That's my duty.
That's a success.
You know what I'm saying?
Winning.
That's a win. Success of a winner. So I commend everyone that's out here being a part of the community that are trying to uplift a child from going down that long-ass struggle. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people all the time, I don't regret going to prison. Mm-hmm. I regret the time that I done in prison because I learned my lesson at a young. It didn't take me no 16 years to learn that shit.
Yeah.
I learned that shit through two or three. This shit ain't for me. You heard what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
And so for me to be blessed to come back out here and open up a program and surround myself around people that are willing to learn and give to the kids, I had come to the lot, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I had come to the lot. And that's why the program that like I'm in and we're doing this right here, it's to share the light on your business. It's to share the light on your story of life. It's to share the light on market hosting the shows. It ain't all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about surrounding myself around a team that I know that we can grow from.
Mm-hmm.
And if the people are looking in on that, they know that this shit's sincere, man.
Yeah, absolutely. For real.
Because ain't nobody getting paid no money to do this shit.
No, man.
We dedicated because we good-hearted people that want to see people do something different in life because we learned the hard way.
The hard way.
100.
And that's the only way I can be it. 100% cigar talk, man.
Let's go.
Now, before we move on, Thompson Raheem said, I can put together a Jamaican team.
Jamaican?
A Jamaican team.
Do
Rasta ball my cloud mind. Do it then.
Hey, Mr. Thompson, man, if you can reply back and let us know what kind of team you're trying to start with your Jamaican team, if it's football, basketball, soccer, baseball, any team, any sport that you think of, my man, comment or DM me right now.
Maybe talking about soccer.
Hey, I'm all for that. I'm telling you, I'm all for that. We got
I
lots
like
of
soccer.
Land in Lillian, lots of land. We actually had a Jamaican fest early this year.
November
of last year, had a Jamaican Fest, man. Seeing those guys out there, they was playing soccer on a concrete slab basketball court, barefooted and everything.
Going hard, too.
Going hard.
Definitely, Thompson, either comment down or, you know, DM me or Lewis, and definitely we can talk about starting a Jamaican team, man. We all for it, bro. Let's see, man. I think I have two more questions on this topic. Do you believe through sports it can shape your personality and care?
100%. Like for me, not somebody like, I used to play sports more as like a character development tool. You know, I was never one for school. I didn't really know what I was interested in, but I like to use my physical body, you know, to do stuff. And I remember going to my coaches. Thankfully, I always had good coaches, you know, that looked past the sport because, like you said, that ball going to go flat one day.
Mm.
You know, not everybody's going to make it to the NFL. Not everybody's going to make it to be a basketball player. So I think integrating that, you know, that teamwork and, you know, having to carry your load as well, you know, can definitely build a big part in your life. You know, just understanding that you're working with a team to accomplish one goal, whether it's through sports or business, you know, like what he's trying to do, you know, build up a community. You know, I think that's strong in building personal development. having the right coaches, like, you know, you're coming from a genuine place, and that's something powerful, because, you know, if you win it for the money, those kids aren't going to get nothing out of it. They might just get, you know, a football game or something. When you're looking past it, trying to build fun around it, you know, like you say, you're trying to have the fun day. Yeah. You know, you have the competition, but then you got the fun afterwards, and that's what is missing, you know, for real, is the fun aspect of it. Mm-hmm. You know, sports was always fun for me. It wasn't about the championships and the rings. It was about having fun and building character and, you know, being with your team. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that can play a part in your life.
Okay, with having that, is it good to be self-aware or team-aware in that aspect of building a team?
Both. It's the healthy balance, you know, understand that you're a part of the team. You got to carry your load. You know, you got to play your position to the T, but, you know, somebody, you know, being aware that, you know, this person may be slacking or this person might need a little bit of extra help. Yeah. So knowing you might have to put a little bit extra on your back, you know, like you said, maybe outside of the sports realm, you know, in real life, you know, delivering them that knowledge. You know, they might just not know yet. They might not know how to shoot that shot or take that route. You know, they might not know how to, you know, flip that program, and, you know, you just gotta be that outlet for them. You know, so definitely being team aware, I think, is important, because that's your peers. You got to be aware of what's going on with them for y'all to function fully, but also pulling your load and maintaining that balance.
Definitely.
For me, what I think about it is, like you said, does it shape character?
Yeah.
For me, I put sports on kids because, like, one thing I know I've learned about sports, bro, sports don't really shape character, it builds it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like, that's why I feel like football, basketball, those are, like, the most important sports, like, that can reveal your character. Like, if you're selfish, it's gonna always show.
100%.
If you're just out for, if you're out there for by yourself, like you said, if you're out there for you, it's gonna always show. If you're a leader, it's gonna show. If you struggle here and there, it's gonna show your character, bro. It's gonna always reveal your character. If you're getting your ass smashed over and over and over and over, what you gonna do? All right.
Yeah.
So what I hope you'll do as your character, like, it showed me, like, if you get up and you keep trying, you're relentless. In life, you're gonna be relentless.
You're
just getting your ass dragged every single play, but you keep getting up and you keep trying to hit that guy in the mouth. You are relentless. But if you're getting murdered, you're getting killed. He not dropped 20 buckets on. He not hit you. Now you're trying to fight. See, I feel like that's that. It's building your character, bro. You got to, you know what I'm saying? That's when you find out what this kid needs. You know? Yeah. Now you know what this kid needs.
Like, says something, man.
He get beat. He get mad. He ready to fight. He needs work on his attitude.
Right. Like, he need humbleness.
He need it for real. Because he just got humble, but he want to fight about it now. That's bull, bro. Like, that's not good. That's not good. It's not going to always go your way, bro. Like, you just got, like, but when I see a kid get, like, we had it. Man, I seen a kid, he got, the kid dude caught a one-hand pass on it, bro. Like, it was bad. It was bad. He didn't get mad, he didn't get fight. He shook the dude hands, so that was good, bro. Like,
yeah.
He's gonna be a great young man in life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because he didn't just let it take him to another level. Some kids can't take that. No. Some kids can't take you doing the embarrassment.
Yeah.
That's like worse than, like, that's the biggest thing these kids these days, man. They hate to be embarrassed, man. So, like,
it's that, I think it's that ego. They don't wanna take that hit to it.
Like you said,
they want
pride, bro.
Pride. I seen it, boy.
It's real.
I seen mugs sit there, man, knowing that they can't win.
Knowing
that they ain't got a chance in hell. And they won't buy down. I ain't saying quit, but you know, this man just too much.
You gotta know your limits.
Yeah. You gotta know. Hey, man, I got my lead.
Yeah.
Let me go regroup.
Yeah, you come back. Come back tomorrow or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna go do some
stop.
Push-ups.
Hey, please stop. Don't do it no more.
No more.
Let that go,
yeah.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah, I used to be like that, man. You just run and race and stuff, and I'm like, he beat me this time, I get the next shot. He'll beat me by two or three times. I'll be right, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a bad day for me.
You do me bad, I'm not finna keep trying. I'm like, you got it today, my boy. I'll see you that week. And I ain't gonna say tomorrow.
Yeah.
I said that week. I gotta go really, really go.
Like crazy.
I gotta get myself all the way right, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. We definitely enjoyed that topic right there. Miss Anita Blank said, hey, how y'all doing? Y'all keep up the good work. Appreciate you, Miss Anita. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in as well. Miss Vanity said that hat Lewis, man, that hat is amazing.
Side advantage, thank you.
I got one too, but I don't want his. But, you know, move on to the next one, next topic. This will be our last topic. And just talking about youth sports and activities and how important that is for the community. I know we've talked about the actual sports, and we talked about how that builds character, how that builds leadership and family. But let's talk about the actual sports and activities.
How I feel about it is that, like, you know, youth sports are very important. It brings families together. It brings people together.
Definitely.
It brings people together that wouldn't sit together. That probably wouldn't even be around each other.
Right.
That's why I love sports so much, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? This family may be well off. They ain't got no worries in the world. You know what I'm saying? This family made it. But, like, when they see they play together. So now the family, now.
You're family now.
Now everybody a family. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
teamwork.
It brings you together, bro. Like, that's why I'm so, like, I just feel like I think sports should not be something that tears people apart. If sports don't bring you together, then you need to look inside of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got to have some type of self-awareness, because how are you mad about this other? Like, it's a kid. These are kids. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should never be jealous of a kid. Like, or like your kid, man, he may be better than your kid. But like, if I was you, I would try to take little Tommy, take him over there with Jay, and let, you know what I'm saying, let little Tommy go with Jay, because he get a little better. You know what I'm saying? Like, now everybody hanging. Now you see how little Jay mom and them is, and like, you see how she is. Now little Tommy, your mom need to try to do, you know what I'm saying? It just creates a different vibe, man. It just creates something special. You just gotta, like you said, you gotta bring them together, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you gotta do it.
Do we think people are a little crazy over sports?
Oh, yeah. They get passionate about that. Definitely, 100%.
Yes.
Do you think that affects negatively or positively?
Both. There's no way around it. You got to understand, like, it's going to be negative and positive when it comes to that. Because, like, you're going to have hover dads, hover moms, like, meaning that, like, Lil Jack can't do no wrong. Lil Jack may be sire as hell like that. He can't make no plays.
Why is he not playing, Coach?
Coach, watch my son. Like, I gave $7,000. I don't give a damn. Lil Jack is sorry. He's not getting in on my team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I appreciate your support.
I do. I really
Jack
do.
Jack ain't hitting on that.
Jack ain't hitting on that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He got to sit on the sideline.
And I don't mind telling the parent, like, listen, it's not about, like, that don't mean nothing when it comes to sports, man. Like, it's he has to work harder. Lil Jack got to work harder, man. That's it.
Yeah.
You got potential.
He got, you know what I'm saying?
If he's willing to put that work in,
he's going to get better. He ain't going to never get better.
Exactly. He only can. You can't get worried about putting that work in.
Like, absolutely.
Bad work in.
But if he's getting roasted and he's crying and you trying to reward him, he's never going to understand what he needs to do to get better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's missing practice every now and then. It's a lot of things that
time. I want to tell on something real quick about the importance of that, because what you said was powerful about how that is the power to unite. Mm-hmm. And that's facts, you know, families being together about all that. And I think as well, it gives that kid the outlet to focus their time and energy upon something else, you know, for their, you know, own physical being, you know, health as well. You know, so you going out working every day, you feeling healthier, gives you something to stay dedicated to and, you know, committed to.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So you build that, you know, for life in general. You know, it gives you that chance to say, all right, I know I got to wake up at 5 and do this workout. Because if I don't, coach going to put me on the sideline. So you take that, it gives you that accountability for yourself that you ain't going to get nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents might be easy on you, but when it comes to sports, you self-reliant. It's about what you produce.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives kids that sense of, you know, self-dependency and what they got to do.
And
also allows those kids who don't have that good background, hey, this is my time to just relax.
Yeah,
I got to worry about what I'm eating. I got to worry about anything right now. I can worry about me, my team, my coaches. Hey, let's focus for 2 hours out of the day. Let's focus for 3 hours
But you gotta understand, sometimes, man, those kids need it way more than you think. You know what I mean? They don't understand.
Yes.
Like, I feel like they're like, right now, we got a little group chat going right now, like, what, seeing out who all can go to Orlando. My phone and my watch is going crazy right now. And I'm just looking at some of the names, and like, these kids, like, I just feel like it's powerful, because I know some of them, like, that'd be the best thing for them, man. Like,
because I know,
they see the world right now.
I know during our chance of building MCM, man, and we were traveling up their highway and going state to state.
Yeah.
Kids that were more fortunate, like some parents would give a kid $30 or $40.
Yeah.
Some parents would give them $20. But that kid that had that $40 mm-hmm. would look over there to that kid that had 10, like, hey man, I got five on your meal, whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they never man. Even spoke yeah. or interact. So yeah. sports do, like you said, sports do bring them together and mm-hmm. build character. But kids was ashamed to actually do that type of stuff. But mm-hmm. some of them wasn't, but a lot of kids was ashamed to accept that $5 mm-hmm. because of what the parents put in.
You don't ask nobody for nothing. You better not the budget.
Yeah, you better not ask nobody for nothing either, boy.
You see like, what I'm saying? But kids don't have that. Yeah. And so if a kid can be freely
mm-hmm.
who they really are is kids, man. They're not adults, they are kids. Yeah. They don't know anything but caring and sharing.
Absolutely, bro. Man. That's they know one thing, like what really gets me the most, like that I think it'd be really, really amazing to see. I've been a lot of places playing a lot of ball, so I done seen a lot. So like when I'm on that bus with all those kids and like we come across maybe like when we come like we just coming through Mobile, like the city, they just the lights just lit up, everybody got their phone out, they trying to get the picture going under the bridge. Mm-hmm. To me that's
amazing.
That's just kind of like the kids don't you tell they ain't really been nowhere. You know what I mean? Like
exactly. I took them to Panama City and put them on four wheels that day.
What?
Boy, that's all they talk about. Hey, man, when we going back to Panama City?
Yeah, for sure.
Boy, you ain't got no grades. Boy, I got my grades. Yes. I go to Panama. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, man. Like,
purpose, man. The life, man.
Yes.
It's a totally different world. And being able to outreach and step into that, you know, growing up, you know, I just want to speak personally real quick is, you know, I saw a lot of shit, you know, and moving down here, you know, it seems like nothing changed, you know, from New Orleans to here, you know, it felt safer, but everybody wants to bring that New Orleans hood down here and starting to realize, you know, there is other worlds and good people out there, and you just can't be ashamed to ask for help nowadays, you know, like you were saying, whenever they hand out that $5, you know, mm-hmm. everybody struggles somewhere in life, and you just got to find that help and not be ashamed to ask for it, put that pride to the side.
Yeah, you're right. All right, now, talking about your community, does sports and activities affect or reflect your community? And we're talking about like having a good high school team, having a good middle school team, having a good college in your area. Does having good teams actually affect how good your community comes together? I can speak on my time, you know, high school round, I think the change started about 2006, brought in a new coach. We had this one 0-10 the year before. I was still in middle school, but you know, there wasn't nobody going to the football games in 2005. Mm-hmm. There wasn't nobody going in 2004. Mm-hmm. People weren't worried about anything happening in Foley, Alabama. Mm-hmm. But when that team started winning in 2006, and that lasted for a decade plus, the games are filled. Yes, everything's filled. Absolutely. But now, it's a cycle. Now you're back to, they win two seasons, three seasons, winning maybe one or two games. You've seen the...
All right, man. I ain't going to that game.
Them boys ain't no good. Yeah. So do you feel like that's real? You know, if the team is good, do you think the community is going to reflect that?
Always. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm from Anderson. And, like, I feel like I love where I'm from. But I'm telling you, when it comes to football, we got something to, like some of those fans, like, it ain't just Anderson. I'm not going to down my people like that. But, like, it's everywhere. Like, if you win it, they coming. If you lose it, they ain't coming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and like that's not the support that kids need. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we like, what I like to see is this is no lie. I don't know how many games go short no more. I really don't. But I know when I moved down here last year, I know they didn't win many games last year. But I would go to a game, a couple of games. I promise you, that stadium was packed, meaning that like. During COVID, still, I'm like, that's the type of support that you're supposed to have with any sport. I don't give a damn if they're old for, so what? Bro, go spend them $6, support that kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be the game they go crazy. You know what I'm saying? But when they look out that stand and see eight people in the stands, why? They don't want to be there. They don't even want to play.
Change school, Dad. I want to change.
I want to move now. Now I want to go here. I want to go there. You wonder why these kids you want to leave, bro. Like,
my coach called them front runners.
That's what they is.
You there when we doing good, but when we ain't doing good,
you're just trying to peep. Absolutely. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it's bad when you got a lot of your family in that area and you only see mom and daddy. But everybody, when you're a good athlete, you know.
Oh, man, your mama, your daddy, all your cousins, everybody, your cousins. Hey, Queen, when you make it to the league, bro, say, hey, send me a ticket or something.
Don't forget about me.
Well, when if I don't make it, don't forget about me. You know, that's my question. That's what I'm gonna say.
Pull up McDonald's. I got your meal. Hey, Dad, I need a new shirt. I'm gonna buy you some shoes. Yeah. All along, you gotta hit in the gym.
The whole time, if he makes it, you remember that time I bought you that meal at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Remember that time I got you that shirt?
That's enough for a car now.
Bad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'll add it up. That $20 I gave you back.
Interest.
What? Yeah, it's crazy, like, man. It's real, like, but like you gotta, like, as an athlete, real athletes know who those people are. Athletes will always know who support them.
You know how genuine.
Yeah, you know who win it for the right reason. Always, no matter what you do, you gonna know who win it for the right.
You're not asking me about my grades. You're not asking me about how I'm doing outside of sports.
You don't care about it.
You just care about my sports.
Yes, sir. You just worry about if I'm. Yeah, I'm a player.
So now we've talked about community. Let's talk about, you know, college and the professional league. Because, I mean, in this area, we've had some guys make it to the league, had a lot of guys make it to the next level in college. And that's still just going on, a lot of raw talent. So do you think those college players should actually get paid?
I really do.
Yeah, 100%.
I do too. I think they need to go back and pay us from when we played.
Like, I said the same thing.
I'm just saying, like, college, bro, like.
They made money off.
Man, what?
My likeness, I did so many commercials, what? So many fundraisers, I've been to so many different events, and it's just, hey, how you doing, Marcus? We love you, and it's over with.
I feel like this, too. I feel like when I was in college, man, like, you know, I was from Anderson, so, like, you know, I was a local kid, so when the kid come do, like, business and stuff like that, my phone was ringing. Yeah. I got to be able to figure out, hey, like, you got to take the kid around, show him around. I need to get paid for this. I need some back pay because, like, we had a lot of guys that signed, and I know why they signed. Because, like, they was with me, they were too nice. I know why they signed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I showed them a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just how it was. And I just feel like that's what kid, like, I just feel like if you're hosting a kid, like, them $100 they give, man, you need to pay that kid, bro. Because, like, now if you win a national championship with a kid that I recruited in, I feel some type of way, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel some type of way.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. And you put in the work. I mean, you got to reap the benefit.
Yeah, this kid could have went somewhere else.
Yeah.
If I want to say, hey, bro, if you go there, I'm trying to tell you, but they ain't going to take care of you like they're going to take care of you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, man, that's real, man. Like, stuff like that, man. I think
it's sharing the pie. You know, you bringing them money, you may as well get yours too. You know, that's why I heard that they quit that NCAA game for a while. You know, they wasn't getting paid.
Yeah,
and of course not.
You using our name, our talents, why ain't we seeing money? Because we might not go to the league. We still got to use our degree after this and go find a job in that field. So while I'm playing out here, you know, let me get money off of my jerseys or, you know, these autographs.
No, I can't do none of that.
I got to be football, basketball.
And your life depends around it because you got to build your body for that. You got to eat right. You got to eat so many times a day. You know, you in that little bubble.
But you know what they say is, you know, I'm paying for your education. But that's not everybody either.
It's not everybody.
There's so many scholarships.
Absolutely.
Now, and we're talking about Division I, FBS, FCS, Division II, Division III, and AIA, JUCO. There's so many different leagues that after Division I,
it goes down. Now scholarships get shorter. Like D2, they might only get 10. D3, they might only get 5. You might get your books paid for. You got to pay for everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, man. But you know what I mean. It is what it is, though.
Definitely. So now, talking about those college athletes, man, how does the collegiate and professional level affect youth sports today?
I feel like if you have, like, say for instance, say we're talking about Florida right now, like, I really feel like, I don't know how to say it, but, like, without saying it, like, I feel like if Julio showed his face right here just a little bit more, bro.
Once or twice.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying he got to come. Like, and I ain't been out here long. You know what I mean? And from what I be hearing, like, you never see him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never see anything. Like, he bought the indoor or whatever. Or he did that. He did that indoor.
That indoor facility was getting, built when I was still in high school. And he only graduated 2 years before me. So he was still in college around that time. They started building on it the year after. Now, granted, I don't know the backstory of it. I'm not going to say he did not put anything in it, but I know it was already in set in stone. Mm-hmm. It was already getting built. And, you know.
All it takes for just to come through, just walk around, because, like, if a kid in the community have any kind of hopes and dreams, and to see you Like
big time.
You from here, bro. Like you the guy. You
first round draft pick.
You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like from where I'm from, like Anderson, like we got this one cat, Corn Alexander, man. He comes back, he does a camp every year, bro. Like, and that's why I feel like the talent of football is like really crazy because like, man, they see Corn on IG, they see Corn, you know what I'm saying? Like he he rock with the city. Like he really get back to the crib. Like and like those kids, that's why I feel like it's so many kids like really going crazy right now because they see a product of their environment come back, show love, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to do that one day. Like, Tremaine Pope, one of my guys, he's with the Chargers now. He do the same thing. Like, they come back, bro. They just show they all I'm saying, they come back. They ain't got to come back, you know what I'm saying? Throw them money, they come back, do a free camp. They can always do it. I'm talking about at least once a year. They're going to do a free camp every single year, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're going to fellowship. They're going to get out there with them kids and do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and when he comes, I try to make sure I work it just because, hey, I'm here to help, bro. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's why the talent is so crazy. Like, it just inspires kids.
It's motivation. Yeah. It's showing that, hey, I made it out.
You can too,
bro. You can make it. Yeah. I'm from the same area. Same area,
bro.
The same thing you was doing. Yeah. It's something that's possible, something that's feasible, and it don't take too much. It's not hard work.
That's it, bro.
So, I mean, definitely, you know, I've been trying to throw that challenge out to those older guys because they're a little older than me. Mm. I came out, and I think I hosted one of the first camps from somebody who actually made it out.
It's crazy,
man. And I made it through college, came back, and that's why I'm so big on just giving back to my community because I know how important it is. Seeing Darius Webb throw that camp on the college campus free. And you know, being able to work underneath him over there, I mean, it was like something that was
so inspiring
to us as a college athlete. Yes, a professional guy come back and just thinking that, dang, man, this is what you're doing for your college, my nigga, you're doing this. Yeah. There's no way I can't be doing this back home.
Absolutely.
But like I say, it's been, he graduated in 08, I graduated in 2010. We have yet to see a camp like that besides my small camp that we threw. And I know building that up, and I'm still going to continue hosting my camps because that's something that, you know, needs to be done through my community of mentors. But I think just pushing that big name out there.
One time.
Just once a year. We only want a day.
That's it.
You can leave the same night. It don't matter.
Quan put up in that Lambo. Man, there's 300 kids out there going crazy, man. It's just, it's a sight to see, man. It's a sight to see, bro.
And you seeing somebody from your
bro, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I know how excited the kids were when I came back and just popped on campus.
That's it, cuz.
Hey, when I left, I come on campus at least once time. Every time I come home from the summer, I'm working out in the facility.
Yeah.
I come home just because I want you guys to see, like, look,
absolutely.
This is what it takes. I'm here, I'm working out. This is what you're going to have to do when you leave here. Just come back, show your face, show these guys that it's hard work and dedication in order to make it to that next level.
It ain't.
If not, if you ain't willing to do what I'm doing right now, hey, don't worry about
it. That's it, girl. Like, time. You need to find something else to do,
definitely,
man.
Don't waste your time. So definitely, I challenge my guy, and it's not just Julio, man. You got Julio Jones, man. Definitely big-time Falcons guy. First-round draft pick. Alabama legend, man. Definitely, we want to see you come back and at least give back to our community. Not saying you aren't doing anything, but definitely, we'd love to see a football camp hosted by not just you, but you know, all of our college guys that have been out there and played college football. We have DJ Fluker, my guy. He throws a camp out there in Mobile. Shout out to my that's my dog right there, my offensive lineman, DJ Fluker. Robert Lester. I'm challenging you guys right now. My boy Darius Powell, man, he's actually playing professional ball with Fairhope Storm. Justin Anderson, my guy, had a chance to play with the Giants and the Cowboys. And I'm naming guys, BT Sanders, played with the Bills. Man, that's four or five guys, man. We've made it out of here. We've done what we needed to do for our community. Most of those guys are already in Foley High School Hall of Fame. Just like myself, and I say it's up to us to give back to our community. So I'm challenging you guys, share this, get this to those guys and let them know, like, look, the camp is going on this summer. I want you guys to make some time. You know, let's get together, even if it's just a day, 2 days, whatever day you can, June or July. We're pushing this camp, and I'm hoping you guys can definitely come on board. Gulf Coast Athletics is joining in as well. My community mentors is going to be a huge football camp. We can tie that in definitely with that combine and fun day. I want to see all you guys come back and just show your face, man. Call some of your pro guys, your college teammates. Let's get it popping. Let's get it going because we're one of the only places that's definitely not doing something. We are a big and growing community.
Absolutely.
And our kids deserve it. Our youth deserve it. And Baldwin County deserves to see us for sure. So definitely, I'm challenging you guys, man, and all y'all in my family, too. A lot of y'all are my cousins, so definitely we want to push you guys to like get that going. So definitely, y'all make sure to share it, push it out there to those guys, because definitely I'm challenging. I'm going to reach out to y'all guys too, man, to get y'all on board.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Let's see. Last thing, I just have, you know, steps to help your community. Like I say, man, reach back to your schools that you attended, man. That's also a big thing, I think, because your middle school, your high school, your college, man, just reach back to those guys and just show them that you care, and just show them that, you know, it's possible that they can do the same thing you're doing. Show your face, even if it's just once or twice. Right now, you got Skype. You can Skype the school on a pep rally, man. Yeah, that's going to be huge if you just did something simple like that. Shout out your community every chance you can, man, even if it's on social media, even if you're doing an interview. Just let the people know where you're from so your family back home can
love you. Either way. As long as they know that.
Hey, that's the love you folks give. That's the love you give.
Definitely. Hey, throw a small camp for your community, for your local youth sports, and it only takes less than an hour to give somebody some hope. So the camp can be 2-3 hours. It ain't got to be all day long. And I'm telling you, man, you will touch one of those. You know, touch somebody's soul, and I promise you, you never know who's going to meet you on the next level. You may have that kid from Foley that you just randomly came up, shook their hand, gave them some words of encouragement, and now you're playing against them on Sunday.
They definitely got to receive that. Maybe, maybe Julio.
Hey, yeah. I believe it, man. Definitely. Shout out to him, man. He's doing his thing right now. But those are all the questions and topics we have for tonight, man. I enjoyed this show. I'm a big sports guy. I may not watch it all the time, but I'm big on changing the community, and I'm big on pushing our athletics for our community, because it builds so much character, it builds so much stuff for our community. So if no one else has anything to say, or have anything they'd like to pour out their heart, man, this is our show for today. We definitely thank everybody for chiming in, showing in, and definitely we'll be back next Wednesday.
Peace out, man. L&J Multicultural Barbershop. And when you grow it, we cut it. If you don't, we save it. 5-star treatment every time you come. We make you feel at home.
And if you need, man, we're pushing that autism awareness. So we definitely have our autism awareness, Autism Strong, MCM. Definitely, if you want to get a shirt, man, you can contact one of us to purchase a shirt. $20, and all of the funds are going to marketing and mentors so we can build some awareness for autism. And, you know, it's just something new that we're doing. So definitely shout out to MCM for the shirts.
That's big time. I need one of
them. All right, Gulf Coast Athletic. Hey, yeah, Ryan, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
Make sure y'all go check us out now. Hey, go on their website and see us now. Hey, I need one of them shirts, though, bro.
I got you.